You. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Snooze Day Tuesday. Got some clouds moving in here. 11 degrees. Stop it, you two. Both of you. Steve and Sherry in from Action Realty. Every guest I've had in for the past 2 weeks just has that look like, is this winter ever going to be over? And you two come in and you got the same look. It's like, okay, enough already.
We're beginning to wonder.
Right. And I know you don't like, you especially exactly. Don't like it. Well, what's been going on in the world of real estate, Steve? You're the numbers guy, and you said maybe there's some promise here.
Well, I hope so. I just checked on rates yesterday, and there is one institution that's under 6, which is unheard of for a while here.
Right.
I guess you better hurry up, because I think the Feds might be going up again shortly here. So
as far as listings with you guys, with Action Realty, how you doing? I mean, locally, you got some good things?
Well, I put one on 2 weeks ago, and it had 4 offers on it.
Okay.
So if you get them in the right price range, you know, taken care of and things like that, it still gets busy with those. But again, the upper end is still kind of quiet.
Sure. And hopefully that, you know, with the weather improving too, that'll kind of pick up. Because we've talked about that before. People this time of year start thinking, okay, buying and selling, I might want to seriously buckle down and get to it.
Exactly.
I've got a question, because this happens in radio, and I was thinking about this morning, and I thought, I wonder if the same rules apply in real estate. Do you guys ever consult with other realtors? Do other realtors ever call you? And because in radio, it happens a lot, and I thought, I wonder if they deal with that in real estate. And I'm talking consultation with other realtors outside the area. Does that ever happen, or has that ever happened?
You know, I think we sometimes visit with other realtors, and, you know, they may ask our opinion, we may ask their opinion, and it could be anything from, you know, is it going to qualify for financing, you know, what needs to be done to get it to qualify for financing. But as far as consulting, I don't really think so. Do you, Steve?
You know, I guess I have good friends in the other places, you know, and I've met them all over the years and stuff.
Right.
So if I have some questions, you know, I'll usually call and ask, or maybe ask their opinion on something. And those are people that I would send people from our market to their market, and I'd probably refer them to those people anyway. So, you know, you always feel like it's pretty confidential back and forth, too.
Well, that made me think of another question, too. Say there's a snowbird from Wahpeton. Moves to Arizona or some warmer climate, decides to sell their house in Arizona. Can they call you up and say, hey, Steve, Sherry, we're thinking of selling down. I mean, can you pick that up, or is that like a no-no, or does that happen?
We are licensed in Minnesota and North Dakota, so that's where we can buy and sell properties.
Mm-hmm.
There is reciprocity with some of the states, but you do have to be licensed through that state.
Okay. Is that a process? I would imagine it would be.
It is a process, and each state has different requirements.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the question I got to ask. We were talking earlier about, you know, our building here had some issues. How do you keep water and moisture this time of year? What's the best way to do that out of your basement so you don't get that moldy, mildewy smell that that we were experiencing here last week? I mean, when you're looking at a home, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I guess my opinion, first of all, is keep the snow away from the foundation so that it doesn't all melt right away in the spring up against it. You know, and then again, it gets back to gutters and downspouts, too, and extensions. Those are really important to try to keep water from your basement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as on top, water in the house, of course, it's ice dams and all that this time of the year, too. So all the things that to work with water, there are some remedies out there, or at least precautions to take to help that, but I don't know if you can fully stop it if there's a major crack someplace.
Right. And check the sump pumps.
That too.
Once they go out, you're looking at a
trouble.
Big problem.
Exactly.
Has that ever happened in all of your years in real estate where you've got a house sitting empty and you go in the spring and something's happened with the sump pump, or it's blown a fuse or blown a circuit, and the basement's got like 3 inches of water in it?
You know, I myself haven't had anything that particular happen, but I mean, you know, we try and have the properties checked.
Sure.
So that something like that doesn't happen. And, you know, certain times of the year in the fall, You know, we'll remind homeowners what they need to do to get the property prepared for winter.
Sure.
If they need to winterize or whatever. But no, knock on wood, I haven't had a property with 3 inches of water in the basement yet.
How about you, Steve?
You're the lucky one over there. So our old office where Action Realtors was before on 2nd Avenue, you know, we had new drain tile and everything else put in there. And, of course, obviously the sump pump had to have quit overnight during some rain. And, you know, I came trucking in a hurry because I did want to go down and check it. Didn't turn the lights on, stepped off the last step in the basement, and went splash.
Oh.
Now, that's not a good feeling.
No, it really isn't.
So you run over there, and I just shook the top of it, and the float had gotten stuck against the sidewall, and it just kicked right in. But... too late.
And then started doing its job.
Yeah.
So how long did that take to kind of dry out?
Well, hire people to come in and, you know, get it all dried out if you can. And obviously you may have to change your carpets and things because our lower level was finished there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you just got to go through the thing, and it always ends up being that four-letter word, mold.
Oh.
If you don't do it, so
absolutely
got to get her done,
and that could be costly too. You know, like we were talking about, start ripping things out, and it's like, heck, maybe it's just cheaper to.
That made me think of one other thing.
Sure.
Now that we're talking,
that's what I love about this roundtable.
Yeah, homeowners insurance. People should check and see what they have for coverage for sump pump failure, because. A lot of times you can increase that too.
Okay.
And the basics that come with some of them, if you have a finished basement and you have a problem, there's not enough there to cover it. So, you know, ask your insurance person what kind of coverage you have for sump pump failure.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. So you're educating us here.
Specific there is. And so people should check into that.
Absolutely. Great information. Good to have you two back here. After a week off, I didn't almost know how to act next week, just threw off my timing on everything. But Steve and Sherry, great to have you in here Tuesday. Have a great week. We'll talk again next week. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
More daylight, warmer weather, and great morning radio. It's springtime in the Southern Valley, and Bill Dablo.
I love your radio station.
Monday through Friday mornings, 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.